With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And we coming from a basement to your headphones. Barely even know who we are, but changing the unknown in a wild top in the charts.
Thank you for downloading the podcast, Theanos. Now here are your hosts, Jordan Hall and Eric Wayne.
In the background, feeling like I'm never gonna get what I deserve, cause I'm chilling in the background.
Welcome back to the podcast, Theanos. I'm Jordan Hall, and I'm joined by a man who women have been socially distancing from for years. It's Eric Wayne. Eric, how are you hanging in there, buddy?
Well, you know, my social distance is now matching my emotional distance from others, so that's nice.
That's
beautiful.
You know,
just keeping everybody at arm's length, 6 feet.
So what have you been up to? How have you handled life inside?
Well, I found myself walking around the neighborhood a lot more.
Okay.
And I don't know, I've put on weight because I'm stress eating and not going to the gym. It's real.
Dude, you should take up running. There's a built-in weight loss right there.
Let me tell you, my body is not really equipped. It's not built for – I'm not very svelte. You know, I'm not – You know, I don't have a gazelle body.
I have more of a
rectangular body. Well, also my hips are like outturned. My feet, I walk like a duck. Oh. And to get my ankle, running is bad for me.
So walk like a duck for comedic effect, or is that on purpose?
No, I walk goofy. Hmm. Like it's a flaw in my. In my physiology, I'm a broken man. How are we talking about this? There's a global pandemic,
and we got to your wonky hips.
How I walk?
Yeah. So obviously, as you all know, I'm a married man, but have no children. What is living 24/7 with children in the house like? I remember you say that they're always underfoot before. I can't imagine that has lessened.
So it's a struggle as a parent because you're constantly struggling with your own mind, how much you just let them entertain themselves with a device. Because if I let them just have their iPad and have a Nintendo Switch all day, like they wouldn't move. They would just lay on the couch and do their media. Shouldn't you like nurture your children a little?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Maybe. Okay. I feel like that's what school is for.
Yeah, guess what? They're not in school, smarty pants. That's the problem. Like, we have to do actual parenting and instead of sending them off for somebody else to parent for a while. Ugh. It's a struggle. Struggle's real, man.
Have you had the chance to track down any of your hated turkeys in these last week
or so? Oh, yeah. Turkey, well, you're home. I'm home more. And so the turkeys are just always around. I yell at them out the window and I shake my fist.
I know you sent me a video of you doing that.
I know.
It was unsettling at the deepest level.
I suppose they're a backup source of protein, you know, just in case this thing gets really bad.
Yeah, there you go.
You know?
Yeah,
turkey. You got a gun, ammunition, and turkeys. You're not going hungry.
Turkey's one of the meats that I'm willing to eat. I say that buddies don't eat buddies. So, you know, we don't eat things like lamb or veal in our house. But turkey, I'd be fine with that.
I mean, I could eat all these turkeys and never shed a tear. Stupid things. Yeah. Stupid fat birds.
So Whitney and I have a little bit of an announcement, and this will obviously shock you, but we are actually moving. So we've been using this last couple weeks to pack ourselves up and try and get headed. We close on a house here in, I don't know, 3-4 weeks, something like that. Obviously, with Corona being the ultimate plan changer. But so, yeah, trying to get our life into boxes, which honestly is not as easy as you would think. You acquire a lot of crap over the course of, we've been married for almost 8 years now.
That is a true statement.
And we're only just now realizing that.
So Traverse City is about to get a lot lousier.
It is, yeah. No, we're planning on moving down to the South Bend area, which is actually out of the state of Michigan, as many of you know. But we were down there, I don't know, a couple weeks ago, and I pulled up YouTube TV, and you still do get Fox Sports Detroit, even across the border into Indiana. So that was pretty clutch.
So you're a Hoosier now. Is that, or you're going to be a Hoosier?
Yeah, I mean, more just a displaced Michigander. I will never cop to being a Hoosier.
You're not going to embrace the ways of the natives?
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, that's where we're at. And it brings us to this week's leadoff question. Which tiger do you think is enjoying the quarantine time the most?
There's a right answer to this, and I have it.
I'm sure you do.
And the answer is Michael Fulmer. For two reasons. One, he's hurt, so he doesn't feel, he's not feeling like he's missing anything.
Yeah.
He can rehab and do his thing and get ready. This is buying him some good time, I feel like. And second of all, he seems like a handy guy.
Yeah.
He's a plumber.
He plumbed?
You know, you need to find somebody who has alternate interests. And I think Fulmer would fit that. He can just go around the home plumbing things.
How much in your plumbing home needs to be plumbed?
You know, many things could use some additional plumbing. You can never plumb too much.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know. What do you think?
So I went a similar direction. Somebody who I think has a lot of outside interests. First of all, I would imagine Blaine is probably enjoying this quite a lot. He's got a new baby.
Yeah, he's got a new kid.
And, you know, they seem very much like inside an inside couple. I'm guessing they're enjoying their inside time together. But no, I went with Jordan Zimmerman, obviously a big fisherman. And the longer he is not pitching, the less people remember how not good of a pitcher he is. So it's gotta be kind of a nice escape for him right now.
Fishing is a good social distancing sport.
That's true.
You can't be too close to somebody on the middle of the lake, really.
That's a good point. Before we jump into the rest of the show, I did want to bring something to your attention, Eric, and to the attention of our loyal listeners. As your podcast player undoubtedly is telling you, this is our 99th episode, meaning that the next time we record will be the magical number 100. It means we'll be able to go into syndication. What should we do to celebrate?
Hey, I just think we need to focus on both being alive until the next recording. You know, I don't want too much gallows humor, but man, we just survive in advance, just like the tournament, man.
Yeah, especially with your advanced age.
I'll laugh it up. I'm healthy and strong.
So if you as listeners have any suggestions, tweet us with them. If there's any segments that you'd like to see them come back, maybe a beef of the week for old time's sake.
Yeah, just could have some buffoonery of some sort.
Yeah.
Just merriment.
Well, as of right now, I foresee nothing but buffoonery, as you so eloquently put. If you want to get in touch with the show, you can on Twitter. I am at JordanHall23. Eric is at Eric Wayne's Brain. Finally have that changed in the notes, so I don't have to ask you. The show is at Podcastianos. On Instagram, I am at Jordinho4. Lots of spring training pictures there. Also some animal pictures, as you would imagine from me. And we'd love it if you would take the time to subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, or whatever other platform you're listening to the show on.
Hey, friends. Do you love podcasts like the one you just listened to? Have you ever dreamed about having your own? Well, my name is Michael, and I work for Truthwork Media. We believe that everyone has a story, and every story deserves a podcast. Let us help you get started. Look us up at www.truthworkmedia.com, fill out our questionnaire, and I'll schedule a time to talk. It's really that easy. Truthwork Media. Everyone has a story. Yours needs a podcast.
So obviously nowhere else to start this week other than with the virus. For those living under a rock, it has shut down spring training, disrupted pretty much every fabric of life, and we have no idea when or if the 2020 season will start.
That's correct. I mean, I tend to bend toward the more pessimistic side. I mean, if we have baseball, before July, I'd be stunned. And I wonder if the whole season might get washed away. Yeah. I don't know.
At what point is it almost not worth starting? I think that's a right. consideration, because you'll have to have some run up to it. You're not going to start, you know, say, okay, right. everything's clear July 1. We're going to start playing games July 2. Like, there's going to have to right. be some buildup. It's just an absolute disaster. I mean, not just from a baseball perspective, from life perspective, but very specifically.
Right. And not just baseball, it's fascinating how every sporting endeavor essentially has been shut down. It's gotten pretty desperate. People are watching marbles roll down hills. People are watching, you know, some esports. I heard there was like this electronic NASCAR race, but and I saw some darts, but like that was it. That's all the live sports that are on right now, period. Yeah,
a lot
Australian
of
rules football, I guess, is the only other.
Are those the only guys tough enough to handle the disease? Is that kind of why they're still rolling?
Yeah, once you play Australian rules football, you're impervious to any, you know, ailments.
Yeah. So obviously, before the disease moved in and crippled our life, we both went down to spring training. You were obviously down there first. You got to see Jordan Zimmerman's yep. first start of the spring. What are some yep. of your memories? Let's go back to the what seems like a bygone era where actually sports and the sunshine
yeah.
and all of that.
Well, let me start by saying I guess I did not dissect any individual player performances. I mean, I was there to take in some sunshine and get away from Michigan. I saw the ballpark improvements at Joker Marchant for the first time, and I have to say they did a spectacular job. Before the improvements, Joker Marchant just seemed very disjointed and honestly a little rustic and not necessarily in a good way. Like down the third base line, they had just like this freestanding like high rise of bleachers that wasn't really connected to anything. That didn't make any sense. But they redid that whole section. It's all incorporated. The runway area out beyond right field is really kind of clever and cool. The corporate offices are good. The whole ballpark experience is cool when you walk up and so forth. I only have been spring training wise to Clearwater and then Disney as well. But to me, this kind of more matched the quality of those experiences where it was more rustic before.
Yeah, definitely. So we actually wrapped up the getting to all of the Grapefruit League parks this spring. And I would say that Joker Marchant certainly is in the top third as far as overall, at least feel and comfortability. Yeah, I'm definitely a big fan, specifically being able to camp right on top of the bullpen. I'm assuming you went for berm tickets.
Yeah. Yep. That's very cool. Yeah. If you go on the runway, you can look right down on the, and I saw, you know, Austin Romine, you know, catching and getting some work in. I saw him scuff a couple balls in the dirt. I thought, oh boy. But, you know, small sample size. You're just standing there watching the guy in spring training. So I don't know. A couple more observations I had. I love in the ballpark, they have this kind of like open grassy area that's just kind of open. And inevitably, like some little kids will play, just run around or play some catch. You know, something interesting about watching baseball, you get kind of inspired to just, you know, play catch or get out the little ball and glove. It's very romantic in a way. I like that.
Yeah, definitely. You say play catch. I feel like there's a lot of people I see on Twitter that say have a catch, and that just makes me really angry.
Yeah. Yeah. Those people are wrong and stupid.
Yeah. So, we went up there for, I think we saw a total of 7 games. I think only 3 of them were the Tigers because I enjoy watching good baseball. But we did get to see Casey Mize, Fido, and Matt Manning each throw, which was a pleasure.
Wow. Yeah.
It was really funny. I tweeted this out. There was a video, but when Mize, when he was warming up, he was the starting pitcher for that day. Virtually every member of the big league staff, all five scheduled starters, and somebody that I think was Michael Fulmer. But that was primarily just based on having a large beard. I don't necessarily have the greatest eyes, and he was a ways away. But everybody was in the bullpen watching Casey warm up, and they were glued. And honestly, like, obviously we were right on top of the bullpen. It was a fairly mesmerizing experience watching him throw. He's really, really good.
I just watched a couple clips, and some of his stuff looked absolutely filthy.
Yeah. And it was exciting. The thing that actually struck me about Casey is, I don't know, this is going to sound terrible. I've never actually seen him throw live. So primarily what we watch is, you know, highlight clips or whatever. And I wondered about his physicality. Like, he's not a huge dude. He's maybe right. He's certainly a stockier.
He's not Matt Manning.
Exactly. Yeah. But he came across, I'm assuming the work that he put in this offseason, he looks a lot more physically developed than I was expecting. And I think that will bode well. Obviously he's had shoulder issues, like shoulder, elbow, whatever. That's not something that being all jacked is going to help you with. But I think that I'm a little less concerned with the health issues after having seen him with my own eyes, if that makes sense.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it does.
Fiedo, he had an interesting inning. He started off, got two outs really quick, and then kind of unraveled. And I think Johnny Schreiber actually had to come in to finish his inning. The slider, as you might imagine, absolutely wipe out. The rest of the stuff, maybe a little bit still to develop. I feel like I've said this forever, but I think he's a bullpen arm. But I think he could be a fairly useful sure. bullpen arm. And then Matt Manning, dude is an athlete. So we, right. we actually met up with my wife, my father, and I with Keenan from Minor League Baseball oh, sure. Tracker, Adam Dubin from various things around Twitter.
Yeah.
Two of my absolute online favorites. It's always really interesting meeting people that you see on Twitter and then like actually having a face to put with.
Yeah. But it was a little disconcerting almost.
It was. Yeah, for sure. It's like, I don't know. It's hard to take somebody from that realm and put it into like, oh yeah, they're real live people. Exactly. Which probably says a lot about where we're at as a society with social media.
Yeah.
But anyway, it was great to meet them. I'm a big fan of both of those. And we also got to see Sherry Cousin and Terry Nummer, who are, they both live
down. Photographer.
Yeah. They were very cool. It was good to meet them. And obviously I enjoy taking pictures. So getting to chat a little bit with fellow picture enjoyers, was very pleasant. But anyway, Adam was pointing out when Manning was warming up how he actually is not making contact with the rubber at any point when, like, as he's driving forward. It's just, it's really interesting. Like, his mechanics were really, really something to take in. And, man.
Do you mean that in a positive way, or do you mean
I mean, if I were a pitching coach, I would want him to back up just a little bit and get a little bit more push off from that mound. But his lower half explosion, it's all lower body, which, you know, that certainly bodes well for him going forward.
Now, is it unique that he barely touches the rubber? I would guess that a lot of major league pitchers are barely touching it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. No, I wouldn't say it's unique, but I'm not sure that when he releases the ball, I'm not sure that he's actually touching it at all, which is a little bit interesting. Anyway, so that's what I saw. You know, Miggy looks really good. That's another talking point. Mm-hmm. Like, really good. I actually had to like double take. Like, is that him? You know, they always talk about best shape of his career, but I mean, he's probably down 30, 35 pounds, something like that.
Yeah.
Did you see him?
No, yeah, he looked good. He hit some bombs. Speaking of bombs, the Detroit Tigers led all of spring training in home runs.
I'm going to let you in a little secret. the ball absolutely jumps out of Joker Marchant. So I think that you can the game that one of the games we were there, they hit I think 11 out in one game or 9.
Oh yeah, like that's right. And that day the wind was blowing.
It was blowing out, but I feel like we've never been there where we haven't seen fairly substantial wind blowing out to at least towards the berm. But that's not to poo poo. We saw a demerit take too deep.
Yeah. Don't poo on my parade.
I mean,
come on now.
If the season happens, we're not going to be good. We're not going to hit any home runs, but we've hit a few in spring training.
Let's see other highlights I had. Oh, Alex Wilson is developing a sidearm. I saw that live. Mm-hmm. It was kind of effective. He's trying to find something that works against righties, I guess it would be.
Yeah, and obviously the problem with that is will he be able to develop something off speed to go with it? Because if, you know, at the big league level, if you're only throwing fastballs down there, other teams are going to pick up on that and know every time you drop down that it's going to be a fastball.
And let's be real. I mean, at this point in Alex Wilson's career, he's grasping for anything that might keep him on a roster.
Oh, yeah. And I 100% respect that. I mean,
Let's see other observations. Dan Dickerson is an absolute treasure. I love Dan Dickerson so much. And Lakeland loves the Tigers. A lot of pageant, because I was at the first, you know, game of spring training, a lot of pageantry, and you cannot leave without them telling you that this is the longest continual relationship between a club and a city. They're very serious about that.
Yeah. Not baseball related, but one of, you know, before the game, they always have a military event, someone out one of the first pitches at one of the games we were there. The guy that threw out the first pitch, I want to say he spent 6 months in a frozen foxhole during World War II. He got shot down behind enemy lines, like just had this incredible story that he lived through in World War II.
Yeah.
Got back.
So
to
maybe you can stay home and play Xbox for 3 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of like that. But after he got back, he started some really successful business and has like 8 hole in ones, including one like last year at the age of like 97. Like, dude,
how many hole-in-ones do you have?
I have zero. Like, this is an American hero. This guy should be running things. Yeah. He's got life figured out.
You're lazy. Go achieve. Go sit in a foxhole and hit hole-in-ones, Hall. Let's go.
Okay.
You're still allowed to play golf. It's like one of the few things you can do. Yeah.
I'm surprised that golf courses aren't shut down. I can't imagine that was essential.
Oh, man. Well, maybe today they're done, but they open.
Okay.
Anyway. So I did find it ironic that I spent all my game, all the spring training game right next to the Corona patio, which is the like main sponsor of the outfield thing. I thought about that today. I was like, oh yeah, I'm enjoying, you know, this nice Coronas, and it's poetic, really poetic in its destruction. Ugh. Bad deal.
Bad deal indeed.
I'm Blaine Hardy, and you're listening to the podcast, Giannos.
All right. Let's move on to Power Rankings. I'm flipping my sheet. Getting ready. All right. This is like maybe the first or second time I've ever done this, but I took a suggestion for Power Rankings today. And actually, this suggestion was from the last episode's guest, Greg Coleman, who's the general manager of the Erie Seawolves. And he suggested we should have a power rankings of the best prepositions. Now, if you're not familiar with prepositions, these are words in the English language that link to other things in relation to each other.
They're grammar things.
Did you remember?
Yes.
They're grammar things.
I know what they are.
We all memorize some list, you know, in what, fifth or sixth grade,
You can't end a sentence with one.
That's right. Because they link two thoughts, you know, it was about, above, beneath, below, between, you know, I memorized some list when I was a little kid. So
sounds like it.
Yeah. Here we go. These are the top seven and bottom three prepositions. Here we go.
Scintillating content.
I got to cough now. I just let me cough.
Oh, geez. Don't give me the corona. Is that how this works?
Through the internet, hopefully. Okay. Number seven is as, AS. Now, as is a great comparison word. You know, it's essential either that or like for a simile, not to be confused with a metaphor.
Different.
Okay. Simile uses like or as. Here we're focusing on as, which is a great comparison word. He is as nimble as a deer. You know, very, very useful word.
High as a kite.
High, exactly. Good for comparisons. Number six is for, F-O-R. You know, it just indicates a lot of purpose. You know, I'm for something. I'm going for a beer. You know, it's just a lot of filled with intentionality and purpose. I like that. It's number six. Number five is to. To is a real go-getter of a word. It's a mover. It's a shaker. You know, going to something again, you know, indicates momentum.
Sure does.
Going to. All right. This is fun.
I just don't know how to interact with this one.
Don't question it. Don't question it. That wasn't a question. This is a statement. This is fun. Okay. Number four is on. On just indicates energy and being, you know, on top of things. You're on the mark, on time. It's very proficient. On. And everybody wants to be on, unless
it's better to be
unless
off.
You yeah. don't. Unless you... All right, I'm keeping it PG-13. All right, here we go. Number three is at. At is a great word because you've arrived. We are at the place. You don't have any work left to do. You're at.
Plus, it has a symbol.
Yeah, a little amp. What is the at?
I think so. I think
not an ampersand. Ampersand. No, that's the.
Oh, that's the fancy and, yeah.
I don't know what the circle
is. I think it's just at.
I'm sure it's got a fancy name. Anyway, that's number three. Number two is with. This has a certain poignancy now that we have social distancing. Oh, we can't be
tugging at the heartstrings.
Yeah, for sure. We can be with each other, you know, in social relationship, but not in physicality. Because of the plague. But with is a good word. You know, togetherness. It's a very socialistic word, I guess. With. Okay, number one, you have a guess?
Not even a little bit.
The best preposition is but? In. Oh. In. You know, in time, in group, included, in place. You know, in safely. Slide home. In. You got in safely. In. It's very... warm and homey and welcoming. That's so nice.
It's hard to argue with any of that. You make a compelling case.
Oh yeah, you can't take apart any of these arguments.
Wouldn't even try.
Very well-known list. All right, the bottom three, here we go. Third from the worst is out. In is good, out is bad.
Out must be right? Bad.
Yeah, you make it out. That's bad, unless you're a pitcher. Maybe you feel differently about it. So you feel put out. You know, you're out of luck. You know, you're out. You're an outsider. This is all very exclusionary.
Yeah.
It's not what we're after.
I can see that. This is the first one that you've said that has actually made sense to have any connotation at all.
What do you say? I just explained seven other ones.
Yeah. I nodded through them.
All right. Number two is making me especially angry lately. In fact, this word, this word trended on Twitter. It did not twend on Twitter. This word trended on Twitter yesterday, I think. And that is amid. Amid. Amid these troubling times.
What was the context of it trending?
Well, like it's. With the coronavirus, it's like amid the situation.
Gotcha.
So I'm so sick of amid. If you're using amid, you know something's going wrong.
Can I complain a little bit about trending on Twitter?
Amid a bunch of losers. Yeah, sure, you can.
You know what annoys me? When you see a name is trending and they're very old and it's trending because they're not dead. Like, just don't bring it up. Don't make me for a moment think, dang, they're dead. Like,
well, now it's either they put out some video about protecting us from the corona, the Rona, as the kids call it. Or two, they have the Rona. Or three, they have died.
Yeah.
So, you know, none of these are. Or they've released some cheesy music video that they're singing to. None of these are good.
Yeah, let's none not do are, those.
Yeah.
All right, okay, finish so this abomination off.
This is good. This is fine. Okay, do you have a guess as the worst one?
Sure don't.
Okay, Despite.
Oh, okay. I kind of like Despite.
It sounds like spite. That's bad.
It's very, you like, can't spell write it. A paper.
Spell Despite. Spell Despite.
D-E-S-P-I-T-E. How, that is how not a difficult that? Word to spell.
How do you know? Shouldn't that the is second a, letter be an I?
No.
Despite?
This is a Why very basic despite? Word.
Looks like despot. No. Should I can't spell despite.
Apparently not. My life. Or anything else.
I can't spell it. It's a negative word. Despite. It's just so bad. We're done with power rankings. Despite it being awesome. That's power rankings.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I have a running story.
Yes, lay it on us.
So as you all know, it's still legal to run. I intend to continue to run.
Gretch hasn't shut that down.
Yeah, hopefully that. Speaking of, Gretchen is a very severe woman's name. If I ever made that thought out loud, I should probably take that one back. But like, Gretchen yells at you. That's all Gretchen does. Anyway, So this is what I saw on the side of the road.
Can I tell you that my wife, early on in our marriage, if we had a daughter, wanted to name her Gretchen. And I strong poo-pooed it because I felt like it was kind of a vomiting sounding name, like Gretchen, like you're wretched, you know.
I can actually I couldn't follow that. Yeah, that's I think that was a good choice.
Very Germanic and very guttural. I couldn't do it.
Yeah,
not feeling the Gretchen.
So anyway,
I'm sorry, I totally interrupted your story.
No, by all means, all guttural sounds I think we need to explore at this point. I think it was actually yesterday. I don't always run through neighborhoods, but I was trying to take a little different route, spice things up. So I'm running through one of the neighborhoods that like is kind of attached to ours. And a lady like almost like kind of, so I run with earbuds in because A, I'm listening to things and B, I don't really want to talk to anybody. She kind of like almost like meant like looks motions for me to stop. And I'm like, all right, this is weird, but sure, I'll humor you. And she looks at me dead in the eye and says, I just saw a robin. Oh, okay. Like I love animals. We all know this. And even I was unimpressed by this woman's story. So I'm like, oh, that's cool. And then I put my earbuds back in and continue running.
You know, it sometimes never ceases to amaze me about people. People can be so weird.
Yes,
definitely. You just encounter people; they're a little goofy. It adds spice, like you say.
Yeah, it gave me a story to tell on the show, which was pretty much all you can ever really ask for from any runs
from any person. Yeah, really. Okay.
All right, let's move on to the various Twitter questions, and I hope there are a lot of them because we're only at 30 minutes right now.
Hello, this is Eric's mom, and you're listening to the Podcastianos.
There is a buttload of questions.
Sweet.
So that'll be good. Are you reading the questions?
That's all you, homie. I am. This is me giving you the Twitter question crown. It is now your responsibility.
I didn't know. This is a lot of work. All right, let me start at the bottom.
Well, this way we can go live every other. Power rankings, you. Things I saw on the side of the road running, me. Twitter questions, you. Contact info, me. And also, it is very...
provides balance.
It's not my favorite part of the show to read, so...
Don't you like the people? You just don't like... Well, boy, have I got good news for you. All right, the first question isn't a question. It's more of a command from Jacob Skoronek. He says, draft a 7-player basketball team from current or former Tigers players.
Okay,
managers.
Jake, I'm going to stop you right there, dog. You only need 5.
Well, don't you need a 6th man and then a bench? Well, yeah, why 7? You kind of convinced me.
Yeah, well, 7 is completion. But
that's right.
Let's just stay with 5. Let's just stay with
five. I made 7, so I'm telling you mine. Did you come up with a list or not?
I sure didn't, but I'll give you – why don't you read yours, and then I'll sprinkle in.
No, I have a list off the top. Oh, you want me to go first? Fine, okay.
I'll take Manning. I'll get that one out there before you probably take him. I want Manning.
Matt Manning?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was a high school basketball player, a good athlete.
He was supposed to go Portland State to play basketball. Is that true? Before we drafted him and threw buttloads of money at him and he –
No one's fact checking it.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. That he for sure was going to do that. Yeah.
Sure. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Was. Okay. You have more?
Give me Johnny Cain, obviously.
Johnny Cain.
Johnny Cain can hoop. I am positive of that.
Can you imagine Johnny Cain trying to trash talk somebody?
That I can't imagine. But no, dude, for sure. I'll try and get in touch with him and find out before next show if he can hoop.
Would you do that? That'd be great.
All right, I'm probably out. Else? It's probably you at this point.
Okay, Kirk Gibson. He was a multi-sport guy, football player, basketball. I feel like he could be good at about anything.
That's probably true.
Okay, Inge. Remember, we used to make fun of, because, Inge is such an athlete. He can hit a golf ball 1,000 miles, and he can dunk a basketball.
Can't hit a breaking ball, though. Sorry, I did not mean to.
Hey.
Carry on.
For my next segment, I was trying to think of tall players.
Okay.
Because being tall helps you play basketball.
Yeah.
Doug Pfister was tall.
That's true. I don't see Doug being a very good basketball player. I see him being a good bowler.
Sure. Yeah. How about Kyle Farnsworth?
Oh, wow.
He was tall and also angry. He's got little Barkley.
Yeah. Kind of. I can see him being a great rebounder.
Yes.
Maybe not even a great rebounder, just a good boxer outer.
Sure.
A really aggressive box outer. But yeah.
How about the tallest catcher in the big leagues?
Grayson Griner? Grayson Griner set a nice screen. You got no scoring on your team. I feel like that's going to be a problem. Give me Manning. Give me Johnny Cain. That's all I need.
Then I had Manning, and then I had a former Tiger who is a very good high school basketball player and could have had a future in basketball. And that is Tony Clark, former Tigers first baseman and current MLBPA chairman or president or whatever that title is.
He's a bigwig. Yep. Yeah.
He's a bigwig.
Man, so that's my 7. In a minute. Yeah. I like that one.
All right. Moving along, which current or former Tiger other than Phil Koch would you most like to be quarantined with?
This is a tough one. I gave this one. You say it's not?
It's not hard at all.
All right, then go for it.
You want somebody who's going to have good social skills and manners and be cleanly and, conscientious of others. So who do you got?
I mean, that's Donnie. Is that who we're talking about here?
Yeah.
I feel like if you're looking for somebody to entertain you, Cam Gibson might be a good option.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Not so sure on the cleanliness part there.
How about Curtis Granderson?
Yeah.
It was fascinating. He'd be cool to hang out with.
Yeah, he might be the smartest current/former Tiger that immediately comes to mind.
And he is now retired. Wouldn't it be amazing if we could get him as in the broadcast booth?
That sure would.
I know
be.
It's probably a pipe dream, but he'd be amazing.
Okay. That would be.
I might. What are your craft beer power rankings? I'm going to go with my top four are Backwoods Bastard is my very favorite. It's so good. I'm digging M43, which is a very different style, but that hazy citrusy IPAs I get really into, that kind of New England style, is very good. 90 Minute IPA is my favorite IPA by Dogfish Head. And then at Founders, they have in the tap room only, they have Mr. Wednesday and they have Barrel Age Mr. Wednesday, which is hard to get your hands on, but it's one of my favorites. And then finally for a top five, Honey Wheat at Founders. It's a seasonal, but Honey Wheat is amazing. And I don't know why they don't bottle it and make a fortune, but they don't. So that's my call. That's my beers.
Me too. For sure. Same ones.
Okay. Okay. If you had to compare Tigers players to furniture, who would be what?
I saw this one. I gave it some thought and had no answers. I feel like this is right up your alley, though.
Like Chris Sale would be a lamp or something like that.
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah.
I don't know. Grayson Griner would be a China Hutch. I don't. I'm making this up as I go.
It's not bad.
You know, Prince Fielder would be a sofa.
Yeah.
Love seat.
Who would be a built-in? I've learned a lot about built-ins in the last...
What's a built-in? Well, like a built-in cabinet or something like that. Is a built-in... That's not furniture. It's just cabinetry.
Oh, yeah. I suppose that's true.
All right. Two questions from Robert Baker. Oh, David Fleece-Flice, however you say it, came up with the last two. Robert Baker asks, two questions. What are your predictions for how the MLB/PA will handle service time / draft issues this year? And which players in the organization would benefit from an extended break? So the first half of that question, you're going to have to talk to like Patrick O'Kennedy. This is not where you're going for those kind of answers. Unless you have thoughts all.
I very much do not. Not necessarily my ball of wax.
Yeah. So I mentioned Michael Fulmer. Can take advantage of this break. I think the Tigers organization as a whole doesn't hurt them too much. I mean, they're kind of in rebuild mode. Yeah, you feel bad for I don't know, teams that want to win right now, I guess.
Yeah, honestly, I think a lot of the younger arms, not necessarily trying to jam a bunch of innings down their throat this year. So I don't think there's anything wrong with an abbreviated season. Even somebody like Norris, if he can stay healthy over the course of an abbreviated season, I think that would be a real big confidence boost going into what will hopefully be a full year in 2021.
Yep.
One that we're still probably not going to be very good in, but, you know.
Yeah. So Bill Humphrey asks, do you think the Tigers have a shot at beating the lowest win total in team's history, 43 in 2003? Well, if we only play 42 games, they're going to have trouble beating 43 wins. I can tell you that.
I mean, I'm assuming he's talking here in terms of winning percentage, which no, I think that they will be better this, like, I mean,
math is too hard.
For math is entirely too hard, but going into the season, if it had been played in its entirety, I think that they would have been better this year than they were last year. So I would assume that that holds in a shortened season.
Yeah, they'll be better this year than they were last year. Bill Humphrey has a second question. Considering how in shape Miggy gets in the off seasons, is it possible the extra time off makes him into Super Miggy?
Oh,
it's possible. He looked good.
I mean, nothing's out of the realm of possibility.
You know, like you recharging your battery longer than you like get super swole.
Yeah, I really like this idea. Maybe we should float that idea to the other 29 clubs, see if we can draw up any trade interest. I mean, they won't.
He's drawing strength every day.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Andy Holt asks, what are you guys doing to prevent yourselves from going crazy / crazier during this podcast, this period of no baseball and social isolation? I don't know. I'm walking more. I'm trying to, I don't know.
So
I'm going a little crazy.
Andy, is that who asked this question?
Yes, Andy.
Here's the deal, Holt. Andy. Every time we have plans, my wife and I always hope that in the end they're canceled. I don't even have to worry about that now. Just straight to not having plans, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like that's I think you clinically be referred to as an extreme introvert. So I've been training for this my whole life.
There you go. David Cook asks, what drug would make FSD's reruns of last year's games more palatable?
That's incredibly mean.
You take a lot of drugs, Hall?
I don't have experience with a lot of them. just don't do it to yourself. I don't know that there's anything that's going to make it fun. I'm sure that there are some drugs that would alter the experience, but I don't know that any would make them actually palatable. If that's the
I
end.
Feel like we should talk about the circumstance here a little bit. And the fact is, Fox Sports is going to re-air last season. And the question, the obvious question is, why wouldn't they play better games? And the speculation is maybe they have something with Rod and Mario.
Oh, that
they
could
don't
be.
Want to air them. That was suggested. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, I mean, for
but
real,
I
like,
thought it would be.
Wasn't once enough? I mean, we lived through it once. Isn't Corona bad? Haven't we suffered enough?
We've suffered enough. One plague after another. But my thought was, play a game that happened on that date in which the Tigers won, or that was just like a good game, and then you'd watch baseball every night. And you'd watch the Tigers win every night, 162-0. Be great.
Yeah, or just play the Jared Weaver Carlos Guillen game over and over
again.
You were there, man.
Yeah, I was in the stadium that day. It was fun.
I'm sure you were like showing Weaver your butt or something. That feels like something you would do during that.
You feel like I would expose my rear end in front of thousands of people.
I mean.
Man, I got to work out my reputation. Okay, Greg Coleman wanted the power ranking of prepositions, which we
Man,
did
he's,
that.
He's got pulling with this show already.
For sure. Preposition, yeah, we did that. Yash, oh no. Y-L-I-T-A-L-O. Yalitalo? Yalitalo?
Sure.
Anyway. If you were to rename the podcast with a pun of a current Tigers player, who would you choose?
Have we been asked this question before?
Yeah, I took a peek. I don't know. I couldn't do it. You know, you could go back to the podcast and you could go like Podcastro with Willie or Harold. But I don't know. There's not a lot of good puns there.
No. And if you can't find a pun, I certainly won't be able to find a pun.
I certainly tried.
Yeah.
Emily Walden, who's getting after it these days.
Yes, she is.
In the world of writing. She asks, still waiting for your Michigan government shutdown version of Twas the Night Before Christmas. I don't know. Sounds like work.
What else do you have going on? What can you do to make the world better? I think that
I'm
would
rearing
do the
children.
Trick.
I'm trying to bring more people into the world and be good citizens.
I'm pretty sure part of that job has been done.
Yeah, that's true. Adam Langworthy asks. He's a fairly regular questioner. I feel like.
Yeah,
Adam,
friend of the show.
Would you rather be smashed in the face by a Miggy swing or a Joel Zumaya fastball? Neither sound nice. What are you taking? There's a right answer.
I mean, the ball is smaller. You got to imagine they're traveling at a similar velocity. I mean, if you get smashed by
swings are way faster.
Okay, then even more so. Yeah.
Yeah, you want the ball.
Yeah.
Nick Holla asks, if possible, simulate the Tiger season and give high and low lights. I don't know if we're going to do that.
Low lights every time Jordan Zimmerman starts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's another good thing for the Tigers, right?
Oh, yeah. Or that's true.
They get to shed his contract. Hopefully. This whole season, they have a lot to work out, don't they?
They sure do.
Who's getting paid and how? And is there insurance money? And
who gets the Champions League spots?
Season and yeah, for sure. Who gets relegated? All that stuff. Okay, Nicholas Wisniewski asks, Lou and Tram should get their own monuments, but should they be separate or a two-in-one kind of thing?
It should probably be a two-in-one, but I got to be honest with you. If they didn't play in my lifetime, I kind of have a hard time sparing a thought.
It's all about you, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. It really is.
Don't care about others.
Nope.
you know, I do you think it's really fair to Whitaker and Trammell that they always lump together? Like, I get that they were teammates and it seems like they're friends even.
It seems kind of like having a twin.
It seems like they kind of
bring that upon themselves, though, like, and don't have an issue with it. I don't know. Like, obviously, okay. I didn't live through their era like you did when you were 40. But it seems like all of the talk is, you know, that they see themselves as that way. And I mean, if that's the case, then I guess I don't have an issue with it. But I can for sure see where you're coming from.
The whole double play combo thing is a little much for me all the time. Yeah. Like, you can recognize their own merits anyway.
Yeah.
If you could take one food into the bunker for a month, what would it be?
This is a good one. All right.
This is Tim in the North asking, by the way.
This is a good question. I'm going to go with pepperoni.
What? Just like a log of pepperoni?
Yeah. It's the king of meats. It keeps you, it sustains you. It tastes delicious. Yeah, I'll take pepperoni. And if I get a second thing, give me Nutter bars.
You're just going to like gnaw off a hunk of pepperoni.
Well, obviously I wouldn't do that. I would have a knife and I would cut it into slices. I'm not an animal.
Can you imagine the violence eating nothing but pepperoni would do to your system? It would not be pretty. It's your whole digestive tract just destroyed with spicy meat. I don't know. I think it's a bad choice. I'm taking nachos.
That's a good choice. I like that one. Plus then you wouldn't have to use the restroom for the entirety of the time. You'd probably be good to go.
Right?
Yeah.
Nachos is perfect because it's got carbs. It's got meat. It's got, you know, vegetables, kind of.
Yeah.
It's perfect food.
That's like probably nachos. A better choice. Yeah.
than a log of pepperoni.
I was thinking maybe a little bit too much on the single ingredient aspect of this as opposed to a completed dish.
Yeah, why don't you just get like pepperoni pizza?
Yeah.
And then you could pick the pepperonis off when you're in the mood for spiced Italian meats. And then you can have other things too.
In a different timeline where we could go back in time, I would go for a pepperoni pizza. But at this point, I'm committed just to the meat. So
the log of pepperoni.
All right.
Okay. Mitch from Michigan asks a very regional question. I don't know if I have to explain this to you or not, but he asks, what restaurant with locations in Holland, Grand Rapids, and Grand Haven, and a tiny Dutch boy on their signage will you miss most during the shelter in place?
Okay.
Are you familiar with this?
I'm not, no.
Okay. So this is a West Michigan thing. There's a small chain of restaurants called Russ's. Russ's. R-U-S-S with the little apostrophe at the back to indicate that it belongs to Russ.
Okay. So they're good with grammar. I appreciate that.
Yep. And in fact, Russ Baus, I think, is the Russ it's named after. He lives in West Michigan. And yeah. So it's been around forever. It's a Dutch thing. What? No, it's his first
name. B-A-U-S-S? Is that
B-A-O-U-W-S?
Oh, okay. I was thinking B-A-U-S-S would be very German, which I'm
no,
like,
it's he's,
yeah,
he's
that, Dutch. That makes more sense.
So it's and they have like it's just a family restaurant, but they have a few kind of Dutch-ish things. Like they have pig in the blankets and a few things. But
okay, to you guys, is pig in the blankets little mini hot dogs wrapped in like crescent rolls?
No, for sure not. It's sausage wrapped in kind of a pie dough, really. Hmm. Kind of a flaky.
Still sounds good. I'd eat it.
Yeah.
I don't want over pepperoni, though.
That's good.
Okay.
So when I was a kid, like we'd get done watching a basketball game with the family or whatever, friends. And then afterwards, you would go to Russ's for dessert. Like that was a big thing. You'd see a lot of your friends there and you'd hang out. Like it's a West Michigan family rest. You know, they don't serve any booze or anything. So it's very, you know, West Michigan tends to bend a little dry and pious, shall we say. All right. Dave, we spent too much time on Russ's probably. Next week,
show
next
not sponsored about, by Russ's.
Yeah. Next but week we'll talk be. About Mozzie's. That'll be fun. All right. Dave DeWitt asks, when is baseball coming back? Whiny voice font. When is baseball coming back? I'm guessing it's either going to happen like July or it's not going to happen at all.
I'm going to say Flag Day,
which is June 14.
Okay. That's actually not a, compared to the spectrum of the year, that's actually not a terrible guess.
It's not a bad
guess. I'm sticking with that one. Flag Day.
Flag Day. Okay. We have exhausted our questions.
That's good.
We have answered every question. We're that good.
Before we get out of here, I do want to talk about my MLB, 20, the show team. So I obviously started as the Tigers.
Whoa. You're really going to do this? This is like talking about your fantasy team.
I just want to make two quick references of what the game says about some of our players.
Oh, okay.
Obviously, I started as the Tigers trying to turn us into a winner. Two players. I think I kept three. I kept Nico, Victor Reyes, and Daniel Norris.
Okay.
Nico, he's fine. Whatever.
What do you mean you kept them? You got rid of the rest of them?
Yeah, like traded the rest of them away. Yep, definitely. Victor Reyes, he's actually a decent ball player. If we're just going by the attributes that the game gives him, I think maybe they're watching something we haven't. I don't know, but I think there may be a little bit something more to come from Victor, especially in the way of pop.
We dogged on him so much last year.
And I was actually looking through the history of Rule 5 picks. There aren't all that many picks in the history of the Rule 5 draft that have been more successful than Victor Reyes, which actually is far more of a slam on Rule 5 than it is, praise for Victor.
Well, we get excited about Rule 5 because at the time when the Rule 5 draft happens, there's literally nothing else to talk about. So you have a disproportionate amount of energy in the Rule 5 draft for something that really does not matter.
Yes. Oh, and while we're on Rule 5, I watched Rule 5 Ronnie throw twice with my own eyes. Dude's terrible. There's no way he makes it through the season with us.
What were they thinking when they picked him? I mean,
stashable arm would be my assumption. Somebody that you could keep on the roster for the entire year and then have an additional asset, but there's no value there.
So speaking whatsoever. Of Rule 5, is it Birdie or Brunt?
Birdie,
is
yep. It,
yeah, who we pick, who was picked in the Rule 5 after Reyes, he's coming back now, and he is throwing heat after his Tommy John. So is it, if you could go back, would you change your pick?
I don't know. It's hard to say. Like he
don't know.
He hasn't established himself as a big leaguer. He's only now coming back into health. Excuse me.
And do you feel like Victor Reyes has established himself as a big leaguer?
I mean, I don't think that there's any question that he is fourth outfielder level at the major league level. I mean,
for the Tigers anyway.
Yeah,
sure.
At least for the Tigers. And honestly, for the Rule 5, that's success.
It's a win. Yeah.
Obviously, if Birdie turns into an elite level closer, yeah, sure. But there's a lot of guys that throw real hard.
Yeah,
Bruce Rondon that don't end up turning themselves into anything. But
yeah, touché.
Is what it is. If you want to get in touch with the show, you can on Twitter. I am at JordanHall23 and Eric is at Eric Wayne's Brain. Obviously didn't change it at both parts of the contact info in my notes. And at Podcastianos, at Jordinho4 on the Instagram. And we would love it if you'd take the time to subscribe, rate, and review us on iTunes, Google Play, SoundCloud, or whatever other platform you're listening to the show on. Eric, glad you're staying healthy. Maybe we'll try and make a show every couple weeks. There's not exactly news to talk about, but it's good.
Hey,
to,
if you need, hot takes on parts of speech or grammar, I can crank these out. We can do that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we have honorable mention for worst prepositions.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
Also horrible are against, apart, away, below, beneath, hence.
You don't like hence? I love hence.
Notwithstanding.
What?
It's trash.
I will not it's hear my... any notwithstanding or slander. This show's been going on too long.
Off and on account of. Those are all bad prepositions, too.
This seems very subjective.
No, it's not. I decided. That's now objective because I have decided.
Fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic.
We'll be coming back in the 100th episode with more rip-roaring content just like this.
Oh, boy. But anyway, out there, stay at home. Stay at home.
Yeah, you know, do what you're supposed to do. Yep. Yeah, for sure. And yeah, I don't want to get too touchy-feely here, but these are some crazy and trying days. Look out for your friends and family. Have an open hand and an open heart. Take care of each other, and we'll get through this together, you know, with love and care for one another. Don't you think, Jordan?
I think so. That was beautiful. With that being said, we will catch you guys in the near future. And eat 'em up, tigers. Eat 'em up.
Goodbye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.